Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Dolor Industries Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumant Kumar for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Motilal Oswal, I welcome everyone to Dolor Industries 3Q FY25 earnings call. We have the pleasure of having with us the senior management team of Dolor Industries, led by Mr. Ankit Gupta, President Marketing, Mr. Gaurav Gupta, Vice President Strategy, and Mr. Ajay Patodia, CFO. Without further delay, I would like to hand over the floor now to Mr. Ankit Gupta. Over to you, Ankit.
Thank you, Suman. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. Thank you for joining us today for the Dolor Industries Limited Q3 FY25 earnings investor call. Gaurav and I will walk you through the business and operational highlights of the quarter and the first 9 months of the fiscal year, while our CFO, Mr. Ajay Patodia, will share the financial metrics. Before we delve into the financial results and operational highlights for Q3 and the first 9 months of FY25, I want to extend our sincere gratitude to our shareholders, analysts, and stakeholders and engagement are invaluable as we navigate the opportunities and challenges in our industry. Also, I would like to draw your attention to the safe harbor statement in the earnings presentation. I request each one of you to go through the presentation either now or before the Q&A starts so that you are aware of the same. Our operating income in Q3 FY25 stood at rupees 381 crores, marking a 14.8% year-on-year growth. Over the first 9 months, operating income stood at 1161 crores, reflecting an 8.3% year-on-year growth. Additionally, total volume grew by 8.2% in Q3 FY25 over the same quarter of the previous year. Profit after tax for the quarter grew by 12.8% year-on-year to around rupees 20 crores. For the first 9 months, PAT reached to around rupees 62 crores, registering a year-on-year growth of 8.2%. As we mentioned during our Q2 FY25 earnings call, our second half performance has historically outpaced our first half. We are on track to meet our guidance of 12 to 13% growth in operating income. Our focus on Project Lakshya continues to yield positive results. In the first 9 months of FY25, we welcomed 25 new distributors to the initiative, bringing our total distributor count to 315, up from 290 in March 24. We are pleased to report that Project Lakshya's share of domestic sales has risen from 26% in FY24 to 31% in 9 months FY25. Looking ahead, we expect that by FY26, 65 to 70% of our revenue will be contributed by distributors under Project Lakshya. To further enhance our reach and product range, we are excited to announce that we have expanded Project Lakshya into 3 new states: Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, and Jharkhand. Thank you. Now, Gaurav will provide further details on the business and operational highlights of the quarter.
Thank you, Ankit. Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to all of you. Dolor Thermal accounted for 14% of our operating revenue in Q3 FY25. Thermal segment experienced remarkable year-on-year growth of 46% in value and 41% in volume. Over the first 9 months of FY25, thermal segment achieved year-on-year growth of 20.8% in value and 19.5% in volume, reaching total sales of 101 crores, contributing to 8.6% to our operating revenue. In Q3 FY25, Force Next brand saw year-on-year increase of 13.8% in value and 23.3% year-on-year in volume. For the first 9 months of FY25, Force NXT achieved a year-on-year growth of 14.4% in value and 18.8% in volume. For 9 months FY25, the southern region contributed to 8.3% to our operating income with a 5% year-on-year growth. To enhance our presence in the southern Indian market, we had onboarded the renowned actor Mahesh Babu as a brand ambassador for Dollar Big Boss in the current fiscal year. Our efforts to drive growth in the e-commerce channel are beginning to yield positive results. In Q3 of FY25, sales from modern trade and e-commerce channels accounted for approximately 11% of our total operating sales. In fact, the share of modern trade and e-commerce has increased from 6.1% in 9 months FY24 to 8.9% in 9 months FY25. We had also set a target to achieve a contribution from these channels in the range of 8% to 10% by the end of FY26. However, we have reached the target more than a year ahead of schedule. We remain committed to a greener future and continue to expand our renewable energy capacity. As of December 24, our total power generation capacity reached 8 megawatts, marking an increase of 2 megawatts in the first half of the fiscal year 24-25. This progress underscores our dedication to sustainability and reducing our carbon footprint. Thank you all, and I will now hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Ajay Patuge, to discuss the financial matrices.
Thank you, Gauravji. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Quarter 3 and 9-month FY25 funding call. Before we begin the question and answer session, I would like to provide a brief overview of our financial performance for the quarter. I trust that everyone has had the opportunity to review the earnings presentation and press release. While Ankitji has already provided insight into the macro outlook, I will now delve deeper into our financial performance over the past quarter. Our revenue from operation increased by 14.8% year-on-year to around 380.73 crores in Quarter 3 FY25. Up from 331.55 crore in Quarter 3 FY24. For the first 9 months FY25, our revenue from operation reached around 1161.33 crores, making an 8.3% year-on-year increase. This performance aligns with our target of achieving 12 to 13% growth in operating income, as outlined by Ankitji. Our gross profit for Quarter 3 FY25 reached around 135.46 crore, representing a 20.7% year-on-year increase. The gross profit margin for Quarter 3 FY25 stood at approximately 35.6% compared to 33.9% in Quarter 3 FY24, reflecting a 172 basis point expansion year-on-year basis. For the 9-month ended December 31st, 2024, our gross profit was rupees 404 crores with a 14.5% year-on-year increase. The gross profit margin for the first 9 months of FY25 stood at approximately 34.8% compared to 32.9% in the same period of FY24, indicating a 188 basis point expansion year-on-year basis. Our operating EBITDA in Quarter 3 FY25 grew by 27.6% year-on-year basis, reaching around rupees 41.62 crore. The operating EBITDA margin for the quarter expanded by 109 basis point year on year to 10.9%. For the first 9 months, our operating EBITDA stood at around 126.15 crore with a 24.3% year on year increase. The operating EBITDA margin for the same period expanded by 140 basis point year on year to 10.9%. Our profit after tax for the quarter witnessed a 12.8% year-on-year growth, reaching around rupees 20 crores with a PAT margin of 5.2% for the first 9 months. Our profit after tax stood at around 61.79 crores, growing at an 8.2% year-on-year rate. I would quickly run through the brand-wise contribution for the quarter. That is Big Boss, contribute around 38%. Economic segment, Dollar Always, contribute around 37%. Our premium segment, Force NXT, contribute around 4%. And our thermal contribute around 8.6%. Our rainwear segment contribute around 2%. Our women segment, Dollar Women, contribute around 8.2%. We are in our commitment to strategic priorities and growth initiative, all aimed at achieving sustainable growth and profitability in the long run. Our confidence is strengthened by our emphasis on premiumization. the continued success of our Project Lakshya and our growing footprint in the South Indian market, additionally, the increasing contribution from modern trade channel is poised to fuel our performance in the upcoming quarter. We are well equipped to deliver robust revenue and profit growth, not just this year, but well into the future also. Thank you all. With this, we will now open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Again, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one. Our first question comes from the line of Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon team, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on working capital. So if you look at the revenue coming in from the Lakshya areas, it has increased from 26% to about 31% on a YOY basis. However, the working capital days have increased from 155 to 171 days. So just wanted some clarification on this plan.
So the overall increase in the net working capital days is because mostly because of the inventory days. There is not much movement in the debtor days, I would say. And inventory we had to stock up like the for the Q2 and Q3, it was mostly the thermals which was stocked up. And since our Q4 is quite heavy, we have to build inventory in advance. So it's just seasonality thing. On a year-on-year basis, I think it would come down. Like if we look at it at the end of the fiscal year, like March 25, we would see a lower level of inventory days. So that would reduce your overall net working capital cycle.
Secondly, in the Lakshya areas, is it possible to quantify at what gross and EBITDA margins would we be operating?
Currently, we don't have that data available, but at a company level, if we look at the revenue part, it's almost similar to what we get at non-Lakshya only. So there is not much of a difference at a EBITDA level or a gross margin level.
And lastly, any guidance you would want to give for next year?
So this fiscal, we have a guidance of 12 to 13% kind of revenue growth with an EBITDA level of approximately 11%. And next year, as we have already also mentioned in our presentation, and we have taken a vision of achieving 2000 crore revenue in FY26 with a EBITDA level of somewhere between 13.5%. Like from 13 to 14% kind of an EBITDA level.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you, Bhargav.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Yog Rajani from MoneyWorks for Me. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I had a question again regarding the working capital and Project Lakshya. So we are planning to go from around 31% revenue contribution to 70% in 15 months. Is there some more guidance you can provide on how the company will achieve it, given that it is more than doubling in a very short span of time and seems in a way ambitious? And my second question is, you said that we would see the number come down when it comes to your working capital days. Is there some number you could provide? Would it be lower than what it was last year at the same time, or would it be lower from the current 171 days?
So for Lakshya, we are very hopeful, and internally we really aspire to achieve 65 to 70% kind of contribution level coming in from Lakshya project. And also we are in the process of hiring a good level business head for this particular project, who will work in line with Vector Consultancy also. And by adding a few more states into this particular project, we are quite hopeful, and we really aspire to reach at that level in FY26. With regards to working capital cycle, once a majority of our sales contribution starts coming in from Lakshya project, there will be a downward trend that we'll see in the net working capital cycle. Like for example, if our non-Lakshya distributors, our average receivable is somewhere around 110 days, 112 days. Whereas when we talk about our Lakshya distributors, it is somewhere around 75 to 77 days, right? So this 25 to 30 days of reduction in debtor days will really help us to actually come up with like cash positive cash flow, and it will release a lot of cash which can be used for fueling our growth. With regards to the inventory days, it will always be somewhere between 95 to 97 days, because that's the industry standard, and given the number of SKUs that we have, given the process which is like from the purchase of yarn or cotton and till the final goods comes into your home, we maintain an inventory level of around the process is 3 months long, so yeah, it takes a longer time. So overall, 95 to 97 days is the optimum level that a inventory day should be.
So what would you could you give us a target for March 25 as what would we expect in the cash conversion cycle? In number of days.
In terms of number of days, by FY26, we really aspire to be somewhere at 140-145 days, and by FY27, I think we should come down to 135 days.
135 days. Okay, I had another question regarding the QIP. I've seen that according to our filings, we were planning to raise money for a QIP. I had two questions. Given the current market sentiments, is that plan still ongoing? And given that we will be releasing a lot of cash from our operating activities due to Project Lakshya, why do we need the QIP?
When we announced, then we have the same other purpose. Now, in view of the prevailing marketing condition, the company has decided to defer its plan to raise fund through the qualified QIP. We believe this reason will allow us to better assess our requirement and ensure that any future fundraising efforts are in the best interest of our shareholder and the company.
Okay, so it would not have been used to repay the current debt as we like that we had on our books. It would be used for some other purpose.
Yeah, definitely.
From internal accrual only.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Swapnil Upadhyay from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello. Sir, our growth rate in e-commerce is pretty good. Are we doing anything for quick commerce as of now?
Yeah. So for quick commerce, we have already enrolled ourselves in Swiggy, Instamart. We are present in Zepto also. And we are on the verge of completing our agreement with Blinkit. And plus, with the marketplaces like Flipkart, Amazon and Myntra coming up with their own quick commerce department and channel, we are already doing business with Flipkart, which is by the name of Minute. And Myntra also has been started very recently with the quick commerce department.
And are we getting good traction as of now?
So, in e-commerce, online sales, it takes time to get visibility, to create traction. So we have started just 4 months, 5 months back. So every day the sales are getting improved.
Achha.
But the percentage of sales is very low at the moment. But yeah, in future we are very optimistic that it will yield good results.
Okay. And sir, what are our region-wise target mix in next 2 to 3 years?
Region-wise, currently, North India contributes around 44 to 45%. East and West is almost equal, around 23% each, and South is around 9%. So, going ahead, we are really focusing on our Southern India. We have already taken Mahesh Babu as our brand ambassador for South India. So in 2 to 3 years time period, we really want to see South India's contribution coming up from 8 to 9% to 13 to 15% kind of a contribution level. And apart from that, North India is heavy because we count Rajasthan and UP, two big states, as part of North India itself. So overall, if you see our, except for South India, our entire market is almost equally divided. Like, it's nothing like it that one state or one zone is very, very heavy while the other suffers.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vijay Shah from Insightful Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Yes. Thank you for the opportunity. So my one question is, sir, that in the last call you had mentioned that we are now completely done with our capex. Is that understanding still correct?
Yeah. Mostly our capex, which we announced earlier in 21-22, with regard to our factory and the spinning plant, we already completed, and we also capitalized in the month of in December only. So almost our announced capex plan is already almost completed. Now there is only pending 2-3 megawatt solar capacity we have to add in coming 6 to 12 months.
Sure. So given that you all have already guided that we will look to reduce our cash conversion cycle and look to improve our margins in the next 15 to 18 months, so what kind of free cash flow generation or debt reduction that you think we can see over up till March 26?
Mr. Shah, we have the target to debt free the company by FY27. As per our projection.
And you feel confident that we'll be able to do that?
Yeah, sure.
Because sir, as I see it right now, either we see lower working capital or we see higher margins. Because otherwise, right now, if this margin and with this working capital, whatever we earn just goes into funding our working capital cycle.
So there will be with the expansion in revenue also, there will be a lot of operating leverage will be created, and plus if you see with the product mix change, this year our ASV has gone up by 7%. Like there's a value growth of 7% overall on a 9-month basis as well. So our gross margins are also improving. So overall there will be an expansion of our margin structure as well. Plus, at the same time, we'll be reducing our debt. So both taken together will really help us to move forward, fuel our growth, and at the same time become debt-free, as Ajay ji has already told, by FY27.
Perfect. So I understand that if at all we raise any QIP money, that will not go towards debt. Internal accruals over the next 2 years will help us reduce the debt.
Yes. So if any QIP is raised in the near future also, like currently we are deferring the thing, but if we raise any money through QIP, it will be only to fuel our growth. We have launched Raincoat very recently, and this year 9 months ended, we are seeing a 90% kind of a growth. And with a revenue of 22 crores in 9 months, and then at an EBITDA level which is around 23-24%. So all these new categories which are related, which can be used through our current channel, and also to increase our footprint digitally through e-commerce sales, the D2C sales, the quick commerce and everything, we'll be using only to fuel our growth and nothing else. Not to repay our debt.
Got it. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Arnav Sakuja from Ambit. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Can you tell us a bit about the joint venture agreement that you have entered to with Goat Brand Lab?
Yeah, this year, this particular fiscal has been really good with our JV company, Pepe Inner Fashion Private Limited. Last year, for 9 months ended, we had a revenue of somewhere around 10 to 11 point something crores. But this year, 9 months ended, we have doubled our sales. Currently, we are standing at around 26 crores. And for the first time, this is the first time, first fiscal year where we are seeing good profitability also coming in, with an overall EBITDA of around 5 crores in 26 crores sales.
Thanks for that answer. I just had one more question. What are some of the reasons for the 180 basis points year-on-year decline in the gross margins that we saw?
Sorry.
So, year-on-year, our gross margins, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, they declined by around 180 basis points.
No. It has increased actually. Last year, 9 months ended, our overall gross margin was at 33.05%, which has increased to 34.99%.
Actually, you have to, in calculating gross margin, you have to also take in the subcontracting expenses also. In our hosiery industry, material consumption and the subcontracting expenses is reduced from the total sale value for arriving the gross margin figure.
You may refer to the presentation, which has the correct calculation.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay, sure. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Devi Gosar from GOG PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had one question on Project Lakshya. So we have started in three new states, which is Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, and Madhya Pradesh. So I just wanted to know what will be the contribution of these states in our revenue?
We have started these states, and it's at a very initial stage. The distributors are getting stabilized also. Currently, there are around 2 to 3 distributors in Madhya Pradesh who has been transformed into Project Lakshya. In Himachal, due to bad weather in Q3, we were only able to roll out just one distributor. In Jharkhand, we have done around 3 to 4 distributors over there. It's at a very initial stage, so as to comment on that. Not much of a contribution, I would say, has come in from these states right now. It would be very minuscule.
In terms of total revenue, I'm not talking about Project Lakshya, but these three states would be contributing how much revenue to the overall top line?
Okay, that will around 10% to our total sales. All three taken together.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Tejal Nagmoti from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. I just wanted to check, considering the competitive intensity in the economy segment, what are the growth levers that you see to reach the top line of 2,000 crores by FY 2026?
Sorry, your voice was a bit muted. Can you just repeat the question?
Am I audible?
Yes, right now you are.
Yes. So considering the competitive intensity in the economy segment, what are the growth levers you think that could help you reach the top line of 2,000 crores by FY 2026?
We have a premium segment called Force Next brand, which is doing really well. So it has good EBITDA levels. The overall average selling price is also on a higher side. And it is growing at a rate of 20-25% on year-on-year basis right now. We are expecting a very good growth coming in from Force NXT. Then the new Dollar Protect rain guard that we launched a couple of years back, we are very hopeful that it will do really good. Plus the increase in the contribution coming in from Lakshya project, where we actually target each and every retailers and place our products, create visibility, that will also help us achieve our growth. So overall, everything taken together, we are very hopeful that 12 to 13% is kind of a growth is very much achievable.
Okay, sir. And sir, and what is the how is the demand in the leisure segment?
So in economy segment, right?
Yeah, athleisure segment.
Athleisure. So athleisure segment is doing well. If we compare it with the COVID times, it's not like that. But yeah, since the base is low, then we are seeing good growth coming in from athleisure as well. But overall, it is contributing around 12 to 13% to our total sales, athleisure as a category.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Yash Sonthalia from Edelweiss Public Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Hi team. Congratulations for the good set of numbers.
Thank you. Hi, Yash.
Yeah, so my first question is, like you mentioned on the call, ki we are expecting our working capital to reduce from the current level to 130-135 days. And already our Project Lakshya is contributing 31% of revenue. And the difference between Project Lakshya and normal receivables is around 25 days. So I expect if it goes to 60-70%, then 10-15 days reduction will come from Project Lakshya. Remaining 20 days or 15 days reduction you are expecting from what efficiencies? Can you please help me with that?
Actually, in this quarter, generally in December quarter, our inventory days is very high. Currently, it is around 127 days. But generally, our inventory is around within 95 to 9900 days only. As we have the future target to achieve in quarter four, we have built the inventory because if we have not inventory, then we cannot achieve our sales revenue for the next quarter. So if you analyze all the years, last 3-4 years, our inventory days in the month of December is increased and it is now reduced at the end of the quarter 4 by March 25. So we expect 10 to 15 days reduction coming from the inventory only.
Got it. And normally the inventory days between Project Lakshya revenue and the normal revenue is same. There is no efficiency in inventory days, right?
So inventory generally maintained at company level only. And there, in case of Project Lakshya, we have less inventory at dealer level, distributor level.
And two bookkeeping questions. One, what was the growth of South region in this quarter? And second, the Project Lakshya's contribution for the quarter?
Currently, if you analyze that in the quarter only, Project Lakshya contribution around 31% only. Actually, we have had the three states in which we ground activity is to be done, and already we enroll 7 to 8 distributor in the current level. But for implementing Lush project, we have to first make the ground prepare for the all the distributor to be on the same page only. So it takes the time, but once distributor understand that it is a benefit for him, then all are come within a period. So it is generally not based on that how much in the month we have to add 10 to 20. In one month it is only 1 and in next month it come to 10 only. 10 also. Currently, there is no increase in this quarter because in this quarter we have the mostly target the winter sale also. So in this quarter, Lux contribution is 31%. And next question here.
And one last to go. South ka growth for the quarter, if you can help.
In South, we currently this quarter it is contributed around 8.3%. And we aspire to grow to 30 to 40% in the near future in couple of years. For this reason, we already launched a new brand ambassador Mahesh Babu in South. We also taken the franchisee contract agreement also, and hoping that within 1 to 2 year we have the 15 to 20 EVOs in South House only.
Got it. Thank you. Best of luck for the upcoming quarters.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Soumya S. from Insightful Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I just had a question about the Luxor mission itself. So currently, there is around 10% contribution that is coming from the new states that you have added, Madhya Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Jharkhand. And the contribution from Luxor overall is 31%, as you have said. How does that add up to you getting to 65 to 70% in just 1 year's time for around 12 to 15 months?
So there are some states which are ongoing, like Northeast is an ongoing project, Bihar is an ongoing project. These three states are there. After that, we are making changes. Other like Maharashtra is an ongoing project. Maharashtra alone contributes around 15% to our total sales. So that's an ongoing project. So these are some of the states which are ongoing, and plus these three new states taken together. I think, from April, we might add one or two states more into this particular project.
Okay, and is there any specific number of distributors adding that you are targeting?
Without mapping, we also wouldn't know that how many distributors will be added, because we have a thing that for every 600-700 retailer base, we allot a distributor. So until unless we actually map the particular area or the entire area, we won't be able to know that how many distributors will be added.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments, if any, sir.
Thank you all for taking the time out to join the earnings call. Have a good day. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Dollar Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.